The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janice's Flooring and Construction.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk Wednesday morning. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Meg.
You built the city, didn't you?
I built some of it, for sure.
But you've been in business how many years now?
21 years now, 21
wow,
years.
Wow.
I know it goes by so fast. When you're young, they say, oh, time flies, and you don't believe it. But when you get when you start getting older, you're like, it really does go by quick. It doesn't seem like it's been 21 years.
It's crazy. And today is October 1st.
Mentally, I know this year is almost gone. Right. This year is almost gone.
It's flown. By. So talk a bit about your business, because maybe somebody's tuning in this morning that is not familiar with who you are, and tell us a little bit about your company and what y'all do, because you have a showroom. You do a lot.
We do a lot. So I'm Jonathan Cook, owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we do full house renovation. So we're talking about kitchen, bathrooms, trim, doors, windows, even siding, things like that. We specialize a lot of interior stuff. And then we also own Jonathan's Flooring, which is a full retail flooring store. So it used to be Jonathan's Construction and Jonathan's Flooring. Now I just say Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, because it really does run together.
Right.
And we like it that way. So both companies help each other out. And why that's important is because, say, if you call us and so – this weekend I was doing a job over on Nashville where we had to tear out all the subfloors, all the floor joists. And so if you call our flooring store and we give you an estimate for flooring and we get in there and find out the subflooring is rotted or it needs new joists or things like that, we refer it over to our construction side and we still handle it. So it is, and we're licensed building contractors.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So it does help out in situations like that. And I'm sure there's a lot of situations you get your flooring put in and you don't need a general contractor. Most of the time, you're probably not going to need a general contractor to get your flooring done. But when you do need one, it's nice to have one right there, ready to go and already on your project working on it. So we do, you know, with that being said, we do full renovations and we do flooring and we have a retail location. And so why that's important is because we retail the material. And a lot of people will think there's this notion that, like, you can go to the big box stores around here and you're saving money because they buy in volume. And I've heard all these stories. The truth of it is it's not true. You can come to a lot of your smaller stores like us, and mm-hmm. we don't have the overhead these big box stores have.
That's true.
So we don't have to double the price. A lot of the material we get from the factory, they will suggest that a lot of times it's triple what we pay for it. We don't mark it up nowhere near that, because I just don't like that. It's way too expensive, you know. The whole reason I started this store was to be able to get material at a decent price and sell to our customers at a decent price. So this notion you can go to your big box stores out there, and I don't want to say names, and you're saving money is so far untrue. Most of the time, you're going to get a better deal with your smaller stores. They don't have the overhead. Mm-hmm. You know, you got an owner there that's personally managing it. We have, so like today, tariffs go in effect today on us.
And that's right.
Yes, so it goes in effect today, and so prices go up across the board. But we've already been spending weeks talking with our reps and negotiating better, you know, better pricing. We're buying in bulk, things like that to keep those prices down and not have to affect our customers so much. And those are some of the great things you get from a smaller operation like ours that you may not get from a big box store. So we're out there negotiating pricing and keeping it low for you before you ever even hire us. We're already working on that.
That's fantastic.
Those are some of the things. And like I said, we've been here 21 years and we plan to be here for a long time to come. So if you have any questions, I mean, feel free to text them into the show. But if you don't get us today, you can call our store afterwards. It's 850-332-5905. You can always just stop by our, like I said, our retail location.
Where is that location?
So we're on Palafox, one block south of Nine Mile Road, across from King's Buffet right there, Tractor Supply.
So you do have the vinyl plank options?
We do. So we're going to have, we have vinyl plank, we have hardwood, ceramic tile, and porcelain tile. We even have a laminate flooring, and carpet. We do a lot of carpet.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of people think carpet's out of style, but you'd be surprised how many houses we do carpet, like in the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. Even rental houses. A lot of investors will put carpet in the bedroom. A lot of times to just keep the price down,
mm-hmm.
Because carpet is considerably cheaper. So it kind of helps with the price. And, you know, the bedrooms aren't getting that same footwear and foot traffic like the main area gets. So it does last a lot longer. So I would say we have a wide selection of different material. And so we're happy just selling the material. So a lot of people think if they come to us, then we want to sell the material and install it. And we do want that. And we will mm-hmm. go out and estimate that. But if you're a contractor out there, or you're a builder, and you're like, hey, I've got 4 or 5 guys that work for me, and they're going to put it in themselves, I'll sell you the material cheaper you can get anywhere else.
And we can even
drop it off or deliver it for you. Because we like networking and working with other builders. I don't see other builders and contractors as competition to me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I feel like there's enough work there for everybody. And I really want to spend my time building them up, working with them, building those relationships. And that's what's important to me.
I think that's fantastic. I really do. And I think that's what makes you unique and special, especially because just in the time that we've known each other, it is very clear to me that you're very hands-on. You care about your customers. You care about your projects. And here's a testimony to that. Somebody just texted in. It says, I used Jonathan's Construction to paint my house and install new flooring. The crew was wonderful, and his wife at the office was so knowledgeable and helpful. How about that?
And so, you know, Sherry,
so
my wife, she actually came to work at the store when we opened it about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she was actually a teacher. And and so she didn't have a construction background. But she has come a long way. Yeah, she has. She has come a long way. And she's also very much, she's one that likes to know, you know, as far as like, she doesn't know everything, but if she comes across something she doesn't know, she's going to ask, she's going to learn, she's going to try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want somebody to walk in the store and ask a question, especially about flooring and her not having an answer.
Yeah.
So I have to give her credit for that. She's always trying to stay up to date with things. And I tell you what, she actually runs a store mostly.
Okay.
I stay on the road all the time. And when we first opened it, I would spend a lot of time up there, but now I'm kind of like, hey, this is your area. You handle the retail side as far as selling the material. I like to be on the road with the installs and deal with that. I feel like that way we each have our own space. I'm over the job sites. I'm over the guy. She's over the store. And when I need to come to the store to get involved, I will, but most times she can handle it up there.
That's great. So right now, one of the things that you do that I think is very important is that you do come out and take a look at the possible project. So if somebody wanted to talk to you, is that a free opportunity for them to have you come out and do an inspection and see what's needed?
It is. So we do free estimates and consultations, and that's something over the years we've debated back and forth about charging for estimates, and we've thought about it because most stores do. And I've even said, hey, we could charge for estimates, and then if they sign the job, we just apply it towards their bill. But we've just kept it free. And the only reason we would charge is because sometimes when somebody calls us for a free estimate, especially if it's like a whole house renovation,
mm-hmm.
I may spend all day writing that estimate, searching prices, material. You put a lot of time and effort into something like that. Now, if it's just flooring, it's usually really quick. You know, mm-hmm. you can just measure it. This is how many square feet, simple, easy. But it, like, if it's a big renovation job or something custom, you may put a lot of time or effort into it. But I just feel like that's give and take. Like, sometimes you do invest in that, but then the return side of that, you get those jobs sometimes.
And referrals.
And you get those referrals, mm-hmm. and you make the money off of them, and that has to pay for the ones you don't get, you know? So we've just always kept it free. And because we want everybody to call and to get an estimate, whether they're ready to do it now or not,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather them just go and have that information of, hey, this is what it's going to cost. And sure, if you wait a year or two, the price may change, but you know, in 21 years I've been doing this, the price hasn't like tripled in 1 year. You know, you may have small price increase on material or labor or things like that. You know, like minimum wage went up and we had to, you know, increase payroll across the board. For anybody that was actually, I don't know if we had anybody making that,
mm-hmm.
but we did get a letter that it had to be increased if we did.
Right.
So just things like that may adjust your price a little bit, my point, but it's not going to change dramatically. So you can go and get an estimate today, hold on to that for a while, and come back in a year from now and say, hey, you know, we can adjust it, but you have an idea of what it's going to cost.
Well, one of the things that you do that I think is really great is you give a line-by-line estimate as well, because then I can make some choices. It right. gives me the freedom to, it's not just a, okay, labor, construction, installation, right, and I'm like, what is this? But you actually break it all down, correct?
We do. So we do everything line-by-line. And so I feel like we do probably some of the most detailed estimates. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go all the way down to, like, if we're doing a remodel, like mini blind, doorknob, you know, all the little things. And that protects a customer in a lot of ways, because they know exactly what they're getting, what they're spending their money on, how much it costs. They can pick and choose between items, but it also protects us. Mm-hmm. So if we come into your house, say, hey, we're going to remodel your kitchen for $30,000. Well, that's very vague. You know, like, what kind of kitchen remodel am I getting?
What
kind of cabinets
include?
Am I getting? Right. What kind of countertops? And I don't want to get in there and the customer be like, oh, well, you need to put appliances in. That's part of your kitchen remodel. You know, when it's not lined out, there's no, it doesn't protect either one of us. Mm-hmm. So I like to line item everything out. That protects us. We know exactly what we're doing. And it also protects you. You know exactly what you're getting. And I like just to have everything up front like that. And you can pick and choose.
I liked what you said, too, about having, go ahead and get it done. If you have a project in mind, go ahead and have Jonathan come out or one of his team to come and get that estimate. Because if you, looks like you may have to save a little, maybe we have to put this project off to it. But you can make plans for it. You can plan ahead if you need to.
True. And you'd be surprised how many people would get an estimate and be like, oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to
yes.
be. And they may be able to go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. And something you've been pushing off that you would have pushed off another year, you may be able to do right now. We also have financing options.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
We send it to you, and then you're like, hey, you know, I could finance this.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it will surprise me sometimes, because I'll go out and do an estimate, and I'll think, so I hate to give any numbers on the spot. I don't like giving anyone numbers on the spot, because I've been doing this a long time, and I can look at something and be like, okay, I think it's going to be $5,000. But if I say that mm-hmm. and lock myself into that before I go check, sometimes I will go price the material and it will only be like $2,000. And I'll be wow, that was a really good, that's a really good deal. You know, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our pricing would be much more. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, really, is it that much? Like recently I had a customer in Perdido Key that needed high impact sliding glass doors, 60 inch sliding glass doors, Lowe's and Home Depot, I only carry in the 72 right now. So I had to go price them out, and you would be shocked at how much 60-inch high-impact glass sliding glass doors are. I was shocked at the price of them. They were like $4,000 to buy the door, just to buy the door.
Wow.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that.
No,
and had I given
either.
That price on the spot, I would have probably said, you know, $2,500. So that's why it's important sometimes to go and price those things out. And then when I give somebody a number, it's not just a number I pulled off the top of my head. This is what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they call and have questions, I can explain that, because I've done that research and I know that.
Okay, we got a question on the text line. What kind of financing options does he have for the home renovation that may run from $50,000 to $100,000?
Right.
Broad range.
Well, so the crazy thing is our financing, I think, only goes up to $35,000.
Oh, okay.
So I think Sherry was working on getting that increased to 50 so that we can offer up to 50,000, and we may have gotten that now. I'll have to find out. But it depends on the person. It's a third party company. It's pretty easy. It's basically like a credit card.
Gotcha.
But it's a third party finance. And so all the terms are going to be different depending on the person, their credit, you know, how much they're putting down and things like that. But I tell you, it's a very easy and quick application. It's only like a 2-page application. Most of people that I talk to that I do estimates for, they usually get it. Say it's pretty easy to get. If it does go over that $35,000, you know, limit, we can break that up. And so we could
like,
you know, we could do your flooring from the flooring store, and you could finance that for, say, $8,000 or $10,000, whatever it costs. And then you can finance some of your remodel.
So you can get creative with the financing.
We can.
To help
we can get
out.
Creative with That's it to do it. I don't know if we can get to $100,000, but also it may not be that much when we look at it.
True.
You know, there may be a part of the job you want to do. It's only going to be $50,000. Then we can figure that out. So it's always good just take a look.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, a little project you've been thinking about, do text in your question at 850-437-1620. So when you came in, we were talking about the change of seasons, and it's kind of, I can't believe it, the holidays are around the corner. I was looking at my apartment going, I probably should get that painted. I probably should fix this before the relatives come by. Is this a good time?
It actually
reach out to
is
you?
Because was. So it's funny, we were talking about this week, and I said something to Sherry at the store with my wife, and I was like, is there anything you want me to mention on the radio today? And she was like, you talk about flooring a lot. You don't talk about painting that much. And I was like, all right, I can mention that. So I was like, okay. You know, coming up into the holiday season, into the fall, it's a great time to paint outside. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You'd be surprised when you're painting outside in the cold, your paint can freeze. And it changed colors. Oh, yeah. If it's not dry yet, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
We put wet paint up and it's too cold, the paint can freeze. And it will actually affect the color. And it will kind of look like this glossy, like dull color. Huh. So, like, you know, brown will kind of look dull.
Sure.
So that, you know, and in the summertime, it's not such a big deal there. It just dries really quickly. But it can dry up fast while you're painting and things like that. So going into the fall is a good time, especially for outdoor painting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inside you can really do anytime. And you can do outside anytime. It's just the fall is the best time. Fall, spring, that's going to be your best time to do outside painting. So I think we're going to run a special through Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So through the holidays. And that's going to be any room that's 12 by 12 or smaller is going to be $300. And that's going to count your walls and trim, not the ceiling or doors, but walls and trim. It's going to be any room 12 by 12 or less is going to be $299.
And so does that include the paint or is it paint?
That includes paint. Yes,
really?
Yeah. So we supply the paint. So we actually buy the paint in bulk. We use Valspar paints.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a deal with Valspar.
Brand.
I feel like it is. You know, Valspar is owned by Sherwin-Williams.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask me like, oh, do you use Sherwin-Williams? Because again, we're going back to that big name thing.
Right.
When in reality, Valspar is actually owned by Sherwin-Williams and it's a very good quality paint. So we've been very happy with it. Okay. And of course, we're open to any paint. If somebody comes and says, hey, I want this Benjamin Moore, I want this Sherwin-Williams.
They've already picked out their color.
Right.
Or
we
something.
Don't mind doing that, and we can do that. Just for our special, it would be, you know, any room 12 by 12 or smaller. I'd be $299, and that would include Valspar paint.
Gosh, that's a fantastic deal.
I feel like it really is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it goes over, if it's a 15 by 15 away, we would adjust the price and it would be more. But yeah, anything like that. And then, of course, your outside painting, I can't really give any price on that because every house is different.
Right.
But it's a great time to do it, especially right now before we put all them Christmas lights up.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a great time to paint it. Once you have all your Christmas lights up, it's kind of a pain to get it painted then.
I can imagine.
Right.
Okay, I've got another question. Now we're actually taking us back to floors, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This one from our listeners, it says, I have floors that are a bit uneven since it's an older home. Are there certain types of flooring that flex better? I have a few tiles that are cracked.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a pretty common issue around here.
It is. Because we have that's the thing about the water. You know, we love living in Florida. We love being around the water. But we have a lot of humidity in our area here. We have a lot of salt. We have a lot of humidity. We have heat. So that's where I got back to when I started today when I was saying, hey, it's good to have a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, if we send our flooring guys out there and you have uneven, especially subflooring or cracking tile, most time if your tile is cracking, there's something with the foundation that's shifting or moving.
Oh.
And not to scare anybody because that's something that could be fixed easily or it could be a big thing, you know. But that's where it does come in handy having a general contractor that can look at it and knowledgeable about it and say, hey, this is what we need to address first before we put the floor in.
Because you want to put a new floor in and then have the same issue because it's something beneath the floor that's causing
but
the problem.
To answer the question directly, so most vinyl plank flooring you're going to buy is an SPC product. So that's a stone and plastic composite core. Basically, it's stone shavings is what they make it out of. So it's kind of like got like a gray core. And it's a great product. It's really dense. It doesn't indent easy because it's stone, but it also doesn't flex or bend because it's stone.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a wood subfloor and the floor flexes or moves, that SPC vinyl plank a lot of times will break at the joint because the lock is not very big and it's a stone-based product, so it's not going to flex and give. You can buy a WCP vinyl plank, which is a wooden plastic core, and so basically the core of that is made out of plastic, and we all know plastic will flex. So anytime I'm going over a wood subfloor or I have any sort of uneven problems like that, I like to get at least a 6.5 millimeter or thicker WCP. And so it's very important when you go shop your vinyl plank, just ask, say, hey, let me see your WCP vinyl plank and look at that. That flooring will flex with the subfloor and it won't crack or break or come up. And it's well worth the money. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's not overly more expensive and it's well worth the extra money if you have a wood subfloor.
Okay, so interesting. These are all the things that I don't know, but right. I'm learning so much from you, Jonathan.
And feel free to call us for an estimate.
How do they get you
again? So it's 850-332-5905, or just stop by the store and talk to Sherry, 9320 North Palafox Street.
Okay, this is a good question. We've talked about this before. If someone is acting as their own general contractor, building a new home, will your company do partial work for a new build?
Right. So I can't say much because I've done that myself, especially when it comes to all my flips houses. Even if I own the company, a lot of times I want to do a lot of the projects myself.
Right.
Sometimes just to save the money. You know, even though it's my company, it still costs me money to have it done.
I was married to someone like that.
Right. Our fences tore down our backyard right now that I've been working on the weekends. Mm. And I could send my guys over there to get it done, but it still costs me money. I'm still paying for it, right? So I completely get that. And we don't mind that at all. In fact, sometimes we actually like that.
Some people, why is that?
Some people don't like that. Sometimes those are the best jobs because we're not responsible for the whole job. We're not sitting there. We're not tied up there for 6 months taking care of it, building a whole house. Mm-hmm. I can just come in, put the sheetrock up, get paid, and leave. That's why I say I'd rather kiss it and leave than marry it. You know, when I'm building the house, I'm married to it.
I didn't notice that slogan on your website, but okay.
Is kind of like why I like flooring. I come in, knock it out, get done, get paid. I'm on to the next one. Mm-hmm. I don't mind doing those whole house renovations, but don't make no mistake. You're married to that house.
Right.
If we're building a house, I'm married to that house for the next 5 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that's just the reality of it. So if you call me and say, hey, Jonathan, I just want you to put flooring in, or I just want you to paint my walls or put the sheetrock up, I don't mind doing that at all. And I don't mind you calling me with questions about it yourself. And just, you know, as you go along, you say, hey, I had a friend of mine call me this morning. So I'm actually on a baseball team for my son, and he's one of the other coaches. Uh-huh. And he's trying to build a house himself, and he called me asking about the septic tank. I don't do anything about septic tanks. You know, I don't do that, but I do deal with septic tanks as far as hiring them out and having other people do them. And I gave him a number to a guy that can get a septic permit for him.
Okay.
And I don't mind that at all. If you have a question and you're just like, hey, I just need, if it's not something I do, but I know about, I'll pass the information I know along to you. And just feel free to call and ask.
That's a great resource. What's the number?
So it's 850-332-5905.
Okay, got another question. Okay. They're coming in now. Do you remove pool decking, but it says cool decking.
Cool decking?
I think they mean pool decking.
It could be pool decking, yeah.
Cool decking, unless that's a term I don't know.
Right. No, I think it probably would be pool decking. And we do. Just depending on what it is. I mean, you have many different types. If it's like a composite board that's built around it, that's what I would guess when you say pool decking. Then you have your concrete and stamped concrete and pavers and things like that. And if we come out there and look at it, something like that, we have a concrete crew we can sub it out to. When it comes to pouring concrete, we wouldn't personally do it ourselves. We would contract the job, though, and bring our concrete guys in to do it. And then we have landscapers that can come in and sod and things like that if need be. Or if it's some sort of composite decking, which is very common, then we absolutely would do that, and our guys would handle that. So just call us for an estimate, 850-332-5905.
Okay. So talking with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring this morning, Jonathan Cook is here in the studio. Got a minute or so left, Jonathan. Anything you haven't mentioned today? I know you want to talk about paint, so we did cover that. We got that covered. Anything else you'd like to mention? Maybe the special that you're having.
Yeah. So our special is going to be any room 12 by 12 or smaller, and that's going to be $299. So that's $300 for any room 12 by 12 or smaller. That's going to be most your basic, like bathrooms, bedrooms, things like that. A lot of times a living room might be bigger than 12 by 12, and so it would go up just a little bit there. But that's going to cover your walls and trim. And it's like I said, it's a great time to do it before you decorate for the holidays. That's kind of why we're doing it. You still have time to get your house painted, get flooring put in, countertops. You have time to make some upgrades before the holidays. And a lot of people, especially going into October, will think, okay, well, I might have to wait until the holidays. Nobody wants their house ripped apart during Christmas. I mean, I don't. Nobody else does. But you do have time to do a lot of those projects before the holidays. So, I would just say that. And, I'm a variety of all sorts of things we do. And I'm always looking just to network and talk with people. And so if anybody has any questions, just feel free to call or check us out. And we're happy to come out and answer them.
Okay. I'm going to do this real quick. Okay. This one just came in. Do you do crawl space under house ceiling? Our hardwood floors are cupping.
Right. So to answer that quickly, that's what I was talking about with all the moisture in the air. If your hardwood floors are cupping, there's not much you can do but tear them out and put a new subfloor in. We do that. So we will tear it out, put a new subfloor. We can put a moisture barrier on the ground. After that, if it's actually sealing the crawl space, there are some companies around that do that and we don't do it. But we would fix the subflooring first, or it needs to be fixed before it's sealed.
Okay. Thank you so much. I didn't get to all the texts this morning. We appreciate you. Save it for next week when Jonathan comes back. How can they reach you again if they have questions?
Right. So it's Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can give us a call, 850-332-5905.